T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, back here on OMF, Jeff Goodman from Stadium has been all over this Celtics stuff, especially the postmortems, all of the stuff with Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge, the coaching stuff, and there's a lot of questions we have for Jeff Goodman, and he joins us right now on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm good, guy. I still can't believe if you had told me like 2 years ago that Brad Stevens would not be coaching anywhere.
I know.
Like, think of how... I mean, again, I've known Brad forever. Like, I just can't believe Brad Stevens is not coaching basketball this year.
Yeah. Jeff, let me ask you this, because I know you saw Jared Weiss's piece. And we don't, and I know one of the worst things you could say about a coach is that, like, they don't listen to him. They lost his team. But the more I see stuff about, like, some of these guys and some of the reports out now, you know, even it was Gordon Hayward saying, hey, you got to have a stronger voice with these guys. You know, some of the rumors of, like, COVID, that they weren't paying attention to protocols. You do sort of leave a feeling like it was time to move on. These guys just weren't responding to him at all. They weren't listening to him.
Lou, you're right. I mean, like, I think it had just run its course.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I think Brad Stevens is a great coach, but I think part of it, honestly, he's not going to be a guy that jumps people. That's just not him. That's never going to be him. He could try to go that route a little bit, but it's not real. So what he needed was a staff who had a guy or two like that. And he didn't have that either. You know, Jerome Allen wasn't that. Jay Larinaga is not that. Like, so I think he had the wrong staff for him. And part of it was, let's face it, guys, like, he came into the league, he didn't know who to hire. You know, the only guy he kind of knew, he brought in Micah Shrewsbury, who left, you know, and he was the nicest human being in the world. He left to become an assistant back in college and now is a head coach at Penn State. So I think Brad had the wrong staff around him. To be, and the other crazy part, guys, it's not like he was coaching Russell Westbrook or Rondo for that long. Like, he had a pretty good – it's hard not to get along great with Kemba. Now, I don't think it was nearly as bad as what people think it was between Brad and Kemba, from what I've been told. It was the frustration more than anything with Kemba that he wasn't able to get on the floor, and he wasn't himself, and he was frustrated. Brad was frustrated because he didn't know – how to, you know, if he could count on Kemba, and obviously he couldn't because Kemba didn't play in the two most important games of the season this year. So I think it was more frustration. Those are two of the best human beings I've ever met covering basketball at every level and every other sport. So you can't begin to tell me that those guys were like hating each other. That's just not their personality.
No, and I think we would have heard if there were loud voices going back and forth in the locker room or at practice, and we didn't hear any of that, Jeff. But you also know it's a players' league right now, and that is unfortunate, I think, for a guy like Brad, who is a terrific coach, but players are going to sit there and say, you never played in the league. What the hell are you talking about? Especially when things don't go well. So the relationship with Kemba, could it be that he was harder on Kemba because he needed him to play defense? You needed your point guard to go out there and play some defense.
Yeah. And Kemba was atrocious defensively. I mean, there's no other way of saying it. Like, he wasn't good, whether it was the knees or the fact that he is small and the fact that he put up numbers in Charlotte, you know, for a team that wasn't really winning a whole lot of games. Again, nobody's going to be a bigger Kemba fan than me. Nobody's a bigger Brad Stevens fan than me. You needed to make a change. I said it before the end of the year, and I hated saying it, but it's true. You needed to make a change. I don't know if this is the change I would have made. And my biggest concern with Brad Stevens, the general manager, is he too nice? Mm-hmm. Is he going to be able to fleece somebody and get off the phone and start celebrating that he took somebody for every, like, would he be able to do what Danny Ainge was able to do over the years?
You know, yeah, just give us 2 first-round picks. I don't want to take too much from you. We don't want 3. Just,
I want to
give us 2. We'll be
it
happy.
It needs to be a win-win situation.
Exactly.
Jeff, so, Jeff, just looking ahead. So, do you know anything about the relationship that exists or the friendship that exists between Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum? Like, are those guys buddies?
I do. No, they're not buddies. No. They like each other, but they don't hang out off the court. And honestly, they don't hang out off the court. And I don't want to say it's clear watching them on the court because there are plenty of guys. Hey, Glenn knows this better than anybody. Did Larry Bird and Kevin McHale, were they buddies?
No,
but they were. Man, great they on the court. Like they were buddies on the court.
And that's my point. Maybe if you have one of the two, you're fine. Ultimately, just looking to the future here, I just feel like this is a relationship. Like something's got to give. It may be one of them or both of them in the end before too long. What do you think?
It's why I have said over and over and over, and people criticize me and crucify me for saying it, but trade Jaylen Brown for Bradley Beal if you can. Because what we do know is the chemistry, and we'll see it. You'll see it in the Olympics between Tatum and Brad Beal. Like, that's Tatum's, like, older brother. They're so tight, and I think Bradley Beal is also a player who's a high IQ player in terms of his decision-making. If you put the ball and play through Bradley Beal and he has players around him, he can average 7 assists a game. I'm fully convinced of that. I've watched him play enough over the years. I don't think that's Jaylen Brown. He doesn't make people better. And when he and Tatum go on the court, it looks like they've never played basketball together before.
Yeah. And now see, here's my concern, okay? Because now we're talking about Jason Tatum going to the Olympics. Everyone's like, now he's got to be a recruiter, right? You're talking about maybe a Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
My thing is that he's young. He's being recruited. He is not the recruiter. And I think he can be, to me, he seems like a guy that can be seduced. All-star games, you know, Olympics, World Cup teams. Seriously, all NBA. Durant's talking crazy about him, how much he loves him. And I just feel like they're sitting there saying, hey, Tatum, you know, now, rather than me come to you, in 2 years, you're going to come with me. So to me, it's almost like this is the guy that I believe in 2 or 3 years is going to want to be going somewhere else. And because of that, I wouldn't get rid of Jaylen.
But that's why I bring in Beal.
To keep him.
I think you have a better shot of keeping Tatum if he's happy and he's playing with somebody that makes his life a little bit easier. And obviously, listen, the number one thing, guys, is you can't go in with a point guard duo of Marcus Smart and Peyton Pritchard. You can't. You're not going anywhere. We know that. You're a 7th-place team again if you do that. So number one concern for Brad Stevens, figure out a way to upgrade the point guard situation now. I think you've got to trade Marcus Smart in order to do that. And I don't know what else. Again, everybody thinks Robert Williams is Bill Russell. I don't. I would absolutely look at it. I don't think his value is high enough to necessarily trade Robert Williams. I think after next year, get him on the court consistently, then maybe his value goes up and you can move him. But to me, you better bring in a Kyle Lowry, a Lonzo Ball, and I know he's a restricted free agent. He's going to get $20 million or so. Without a good point guard, you got no shot. Zero.
So we started the show today, Jeff, by talking specifically about that there are a lot of people that are sitting back and they're saying, you got Tatum, you got Brown, you got something to build on. There's no building in the NBA. You turn a team around, you get a 2 or 3 year window, and then they move on to somewhere else and play with other friends. So what do you have to do here? And I think you're onto something. You've got to decide what your most valuable commodity is. That turns out to be Tatum, and you've got to bring somebody in that will play and wants to play along with Tatum and then go from there. I almost think you have to do that because if you go sideways over the next couple of years and look at the Eastern Conference and you're seeing Atlanta and the Knicks and other teams, Chicago's going to get better, and you're saying to yourself, 2 years from now, Tatum is going to say, I want out.
100%. 100. And he's not the type. He's not. Like Jason Tatum is like the nicest kid in the world. And as Lou said,
They're all nice. He's impressionable.
Yeah. That's the problem when you send him out to these different events. I never thought of that, Lou, but you're right. He's more likely to be seduced than do the seducing. That's just not his personality.
Isn't Durant sort of sitting there saying, listen, you know how I think about you. This is what I did. I went to Golden State, then I went to Brooklyn. That's what you got to do, kid. Forget about Beal coming to you. You and Beal go somewhere else. Like, you think Jason Tatum's really sitting there saying, Bradley, you want to come with us? I like our future? Or you think Beal's sitting there saying, I'm going to choose my team, Jason. You come with me in 2 years.
Well, I think Tatum's saying, hey, I just got a big deal. And you know what? you know, if I can win here, let's try it here, especially with a new head coach, yeah. which I think it's going to be one of Chauncey Billups or this Ime Udoka guy from the Nets, the assistant head coach, who has gotten rave reviews. And he's coached Marcus Smart, he's coached Tatum, he's coached Jaylen Brown in 2019 in the World Championships. Yep. And he's got an edge to him. He's kind of even keeled, but he's got an edge to him, defensive-minded. I spoke to somebody for a while last night who's coached with him and was very impressed with him and thinks he could do a really good job kind of connecting. That's what they need.
Was it Kenny Mack?
They need a connector. It's not Kenny. Kenny Mack would – listen, Kenny Mack would have those dudes out partying. You know that, Lou. He'd have them all over whatever spot it is now. I'm too old for
That's
that.
That's my college Boston. Buddy. He's a coach, yeah.
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 So
can't
Jeff,
bring Kenny Mack in.
I was like, so what's your take on Marcus Smart, his role with the team, what needs to happen with him? Because ultimately, like, for me, I'm like, this guy's is as much as he brings to a team, I also feel like he's also kind of a problem.
Well, he's so frustrating at times, right?
It's, like, drives me nuts.
The defense is awesome, but I blame Brad too. For allowing Marcus Smart to shoot 52 three-pointers a game,
yeah.
which is, it feels like he shoots, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I know he only averages like six. It feels like he just launches every three imaginable, whether it's contested, not contested, whether he's 6 for 6, whether he's 0 for 9, it doesn't matter. Why? I said it. We had Brad on a podcast I do with Bob Ryan, and I said to Brad, I said, Brad, like, if Bob was on the team, would you give him the green light shooting threes too? And he sort of like laughed, but like, I'm serious. Like, this dude lets everybody shoot threes. And if you have the personnel to do that, that's fine. If you've got Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, go ahead, give them the green light whenever you want. But if you've got Marcus Smart and Daniel Tice and you've had, you know, Al Horford, like, why are you turning all these dudes? I understand the analytics say a three is a much better shot than a contested two, but I just watched Devin Booker the other night, guys. I got to say, those contests, they weren't even contested twos necessarily. Those look pretty good. I'd rather have Devin Booker or even Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, taking it to the basket.
Yep.
To the basket rather than just jack threes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you talked about a point guard. And the only fear I have with the point guard, and you just brought it up with Marcus Smart, he's not a great shooter in the outside, and he likes to shoot. He's not looking at alternatives of giving the ball up, going without the ball, and then getting the ball back. So you just saw it with Ben Simmons. You get into a 7-game series, and a team can really break you down. So you get fooled sometimes, don't you, Jeff, during the regular season? Because you can sit there and say, we can get away with a guy that can't shoot, and he distributes the ball. You get into a 7-game series, and they're sitting there going, it changes everything. It's all matchups.
Yeah, it's a different game. The playoffs, we've seen it. It's a completely different game. They can take a guy like Ben Simmons. I mean, look at even Giannis. And I think Milwaukee's going to win it all. But even with Giannis, it's like, well, it makes it that much harder because you can't put the ball in his hands at the end of the game. It's got to go. Luckily, they have a guy in Chris Middleton that can make free throws and make shots, and he's a good secondary guy. But, yeah, I think that's why I like Lonzo Ball, guys. I like Lonzo Ball for this team because I think he makes Tatum and Brown exponentially better right out of the gates. And you guys know, I'm not a LaVar Ball fan. I had to go to Lithuania with him for 10 days. I don't want him in Boston, but I want Lonzo in Boston because he plays the game the right way. He's an elite-level passer. He's a really good defender. And, oh, by the way, he shot about 38% from three over the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big Lonzo Ball guy. That would be my priority because I think if you put Lonzo with Tatum and Jaylen Brown – and even Robert Williams, right? Like, think of the lobs. I've already seen it with Zion. You could do the same types of things with Robert Williams. I think those four, I get it. You don't then have an elite-level shooter. You've got to hope Aaron Nesmith is kind of that guy and put him in the corner. And to be honest, like, he's going to get plenty of open shots with Lonzo, with Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And if Robert Williams can somehow stay on the court, then I think that's my priority. My priority is not – again, Evan Fournier, it'd be great to have him back in Boston at $15 million, but not at the expense of not getting a really good point guard. So to me, I would look to move Marcus Smart. I would try to get a frontline point guard. And Lonzo's, what, 24?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still young.
Well, I do remember that. You were part of the Ball family there for
right.
a while.
Traveling part of the traveling the circus.
I remember that. Wow.
It was a circus.
Yeah,
it
so wait, why is LeVar is so quiet now? You don't ever hear. Do you think the son said, listen,
go?
you gotta be quiet? Where is he at now?
Listen, I take all the blame for LeVar. I put that dude. Yeah, no. I was the first idiot to interview him at a high school event in Springfield. I interviewed him when all three of the Ball brothers were playing in the high school event in Springfield Hall of Fame. And halfway, somebody said, like, you got to, you know, this dude up there, that's the Ball's, you know, father. So halfway through the interview, I literally gave him the microphone. I'm like, you don't need me. And he, listen, in small doses, guys, he's incredibly entertaining and yeah. fun to be around. But 10 days in Lithuania?
Jeez. Hey,
Goody. Jeff, I wanted to ask you, get your thoughts real quick, too, on this Supreme Court ruling. I don't know if you agree. Feinbaum, on Get Up said that there could be the end of the NCAA. What were your thoughts on it?
The beginning of the end. Yeah. Not the end, but the beginning of the end.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I just think, listen, I think with everything that is starting to happen now, the NCAA is trying to put up these, you know, these guardrails on name, image, likeness. I think it's just going to take somebody to come in and say, like, all right, all you schools, we don't need the NCAA. You don't need them. We're going to start this other event or whatever. You don't need the NCAA. I just think they're digging themselves deeper and deeper, and nobody's been able, you know, part of it is, listen, the tournament, the contract, right? The CBS Turner contract is worth so much money, and it's still another, what, 10, 15 years out. That's the hardest part. If that weren't the case, I think we'd be done with the NCAA. I think somehow all the big schools would break off because of the NCAA tournament.
So, Jeff, I had somebody tell me that Brad Stevens was not at all interested in the Indiana job or going back to the college game. He wanted to stay in the pro game at the time, stay in coaching in the pro game. Does this ruling with the Supreme Court yesterday, do you believe that there already is a fear of coaches out there of being in the college game, that it's changed so much and the pro is so much easier to coach? Do you think that more and more guys are going to leave the college game now?
Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, I've talked to plenty of people who have talked to Brad Stevens lately, because Brad's now a GM, so he's preparing for the draft, talking to college guys, and they all tell him, all tell Brad, you're out of your mind if you think about coming back to college now. Like, do not do it. Because, again, you've got to deal now with kids. Think about, like, the small things you've got to deal with in the locker room, right? Like, one kid making more money than another kid. That kid's pissed off because he's having a better year, but he's not making as much money.
It's pro problems.
You know, there's just, yeah, exactly. Like,
pro problems.
Pro problems.
It's at, why the at an immature age.
So does that create like a wild, wild west in NCAA? We keep talking about all these loopholes and they can do this and do that. It's going to be a little chaotic, isn't it? These schools are going to be paying some of these kids, finding ways to do it.
Lou, I got a great idea for you. Go ahead. I got a great idea. Empty your pockets.
Yep.
You got deep pockets now. Empty your pockets.
Yep.
Go to Ed Cooley. Go to Ed Cooley and tell him that you are willing. You're willing to take some of your salary and you want to get the best dude. You want to get Amani Bates.
Paid internship right here at EEI.
Call Cooley and tell him you want Amani Bates. Amani Bates is the number one player in the country for next year.
Yep.
And you're going to give him, like, you're going to throw into the fund, like, another, what can you throw in? How much you think you got?
The problem is, I'm pretty sure there's someone down at UT, down in Texas, has probably got deeper pockets, Goody.
Yeah. No doubt. You're not at their level yet. But, you know? Maybe all you and, I don't know who else, Ryan Gold.
But that's what it turns into, right? That's what it turns into. Yeah. This is what we're going to see.
Yeah, it's illegal right now. So they say you can't do that with recruiting inducements right now, that you're not allowed to. But come on, like, NCAA, how are you going to make sure that you know, the best friend of Ed Cooley at Providence, who owns 10 car dealerships, doesn't tell Cooley, hey, when this kid gets on campus, I'm going to pay him $1 million. He's going to do 10 commercials for me.
Yep. Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this is a joke.
This is the booster's dream. This is laundering booster's money right now. With
I can now get involved legally.
Yeah. That's right. No, it's going to be a you-know-what show. I won't say the word on here, but
okay.
You know what it is. And that's why Roy Williams retired when he did. And Coach K can deny it all he wants because he's 75, turning 75. He was going to retire anyway. in a year, probably. Mm. But if he had any thought of going another year, people were telling him, you're out of your mind, because college basketball and college athletics, as we've known it, and maybe for the better, is going to be a thing of the past.
Krzyzewski's getting out at the right time. You want to pronounce that name?
Krzyzewski.
He has trouble pronouncing that name.
Thanks, Goody.
Thanks, man.
Jeff, it's always great. Always great talking to you. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Jeff Goodman of Stadium. This hour has been brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Oh, the Patriot fans are all up in arms. I don't know if you've seen it.
What happened?
Patriots apparently fell way down in the rankings of another poll that is out there. We'll get to it. Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.